Yeah. All right.
Okay.
I guess first off, just tell me a little bit about how tonight's game felt.
Just like that, it was 2 points well deserved. We had, we had our backs against the wall, down 3-0, and we came in after the first. And Sly came in and a little motivational speech got the boys fired up, and we responded. It was awesome, and it wasn't just one or two guys; it was the whole team. That's what happens on the road. You're gonna face adversity. The call was very controversial. I think it was a goal myself. And talking to the guys, it looked like it was in, and that changes the game. It's a 2-1 instead of 3-0. But those guys did not give up in there. They battled all the way through, and evidently we got the 2 points, and it's a big road win for us.
What's it like in the room during the mission after that goes down? How do you get your heads back in it to come out second period firing?
We're a young team, and it's important to learn early how to come back in those situations. Come playoffs and in the Calder Cups, you're going to be down by a goal or two goals, and you're going to face that adversity. So now is the time to learn how to respond, how to react. They're learning about hockey and to let go of the things you can't control and worry about what you can control, and that's really important for this younger group. And I thought we responded just perfect tonight to that. The guys came up flying in the second. We dominated the second. We dominated the third, and the guys didn't hang their heads, and that's what you got to learn. There was a couple times on the road trip where we were leading, and the teams came back and beat us. So we learned from our mistakes and we move forward.
Speaking of the road trip in general, it's not been an easy one.
Nope.
But what do you think are the positives that you can take out of it?
Yeah. Like I said before, it was we're a young group. I think what we learned is that you never give up. You never know in this game. And young guys, every shift counts, and you can't take shifts off in this league, especially on the road. On the road, points are so hard to get in the American Hockey League, in the NHL. It doesn't matter where you go. So, guys, how do they respond after a goal? I mean, we got to take that. We're gonna watch some video and learn from all our mistakes, and not make those same mistakes again.
In general, like you've said a few times, this is a young team. Some characters on this team. What's chemistry like with this group?
The chemistry is good. We have a great staff, starting with Vinny, our GM. He does a great job. He makes sure he sends lots of text messages out to the boys and where to be, what time to be there. He sends probably 10 to 15 text messages a day. So it's pretty good. It's pretty special to have that kind of leadership. It starts from the top and then works its way down. So hats off to Vinny because he's been doing a great job. But the leadership in the room. We have Bud and a few of the old guys. Barbs have been Marco Berrio. It's important that they step up and show the young guys how to be a pro, and myself included. I'm not a young prospect anymore. I'm 31 now. 31? Holy geez. We'll have to check that. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I'm an older guy now, and I embrace that role, and hopefully if I can teach these guys one or two things, how to be a pro, then I did my job.
What's it like for you out in St. John's?
Love it. I mean, I've played in some pretty special places. I've played, this is my 10th year pro, so played in the West, down South, played in Hamilton with Montreal's organization before, and I always said before the end of my career I wanted to play in St. John's. Just every time we went there and played there, the atmosphere, and I'm from Atlantic Canada, I'm from New Brunswick, so to be in that atmosphere, like, people really know their hockey there. It's like just like Montreal. I mean, they're passionate, and it's fun to play for the crowd like that, and I love codfish too, so it's not bad bonus for me.
This week, there's not only been the hockey, there's been bonding. You had a baseball game.
Yep.
Do you feel closer as a group now that the trip's ending than when it started?
100%. 1,000%. We definitely are. It's when you go on the road as a group. This was our second road trip of the year, and it was a 2 week long road trip. So the guys we're eating together, we're in the same hotel room. The guys are away from their families, right? So now we become a family and we stick together. Like you said, we do baseball games, we go for meals together, we go for a couple beers, like just gel and get to know each other away from the rink, which is really important down the stretch. Guys know who they're playing with and who they're battling with as on a personal level, right? That's how you win down the stretch there. So we're definitely coming back to St. John's, a tight knit group, and closer now than what we were when we left.
So what happens on the plane right back now? Is there
sleep? It's a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well deserved sleep, rest.
But do you think about the previous games, or is it all about tonight and the way you came back and facing the adversity of the officials?
The thing about hockey is you can't dwell on the past, whether it was good or bad, positive or negative, right? You take from it and you learn from it and you move on. Now our focus, and it happens so fast, we get back to St. John's on Monday, we practice, we got Toronto coming in this weekend, right? Tonight we're going to celebrate the win, we're going to laugh, we're going to talk about it tonight on the bus, probably watch some video on the mistakes we made, but you know, we move forward and we get ready for Toronto because we got four big games at home coming up, and we focus on that.
It's great.